Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. I hope that everyone enjoyed their Christmas on yesterday. It was a beautiful day and I loved it. I enjoyed my day and I thank God for it. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we love you on today. Thank you for the word. Thank you for your word that is able to save souls, heal lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you are doing an awesome work in us. And you are going to finish the work that you have started, Lord. And we love you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go to the book of John. And we are going to read verses 1 through 5. So let us begin. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Now, when I read these scriptures, John 1 through 5, you know, Jesus is talking about himself being the door, but he is also talking about a counterfeit, one that entereth not by the door and climbs up some other way. And he's saying that same person is a thief and a robber. So what is a counterfeit? A counterfeit is one that is made in exact image, or imitation of something valuable or important with the intention to deceive or defraud. To deceive or defraud. It is a fake, something bogus, something of a substitute. It is faux, F-A-U-X, something that is not genuine. It is false. It is artificial. And so Jesus is talking about a person here that climbs up through a window or does something that is not according to what is righteous, good, and what has been allowed is a fake. Let us go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and we're going to read verse 3 and 4 to start. It says, and this is Paul speaking to the Corinthians, and he says, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled or deceived Eve through his craftiness, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. And so he is saying, just the same way that Eve was beguiled or deceived in the garden, the gospel of Christ is simple. And because it is simple, he's concerned that their minds will be corrupted by someone coming along that is crafty. Let us read verse 4. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit or a different spirit, which ye have not received, or a different or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. And so he is concerned. Paul is concerned here. The same as Jesus is talking about in John chapter 10 of someone that is coming through another way. And they are saying, Jesus is saying that the sheep know his voice and another they will not follow. But there are those that can be led out through another way. What do I mean by that? That The enemy is deceptive, and he has ministers of deception. So let us read also verse 13 in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And we're going to read through 15. For such are false apostles, Paul is talking about, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Those that seek to deceive the flock, seek to deceive the sheep in order to lead them out another way. But Jesus said in John chapter 10, he goes before the sheep. He sacrifices before the sheep. And a stranger, they will not follow. What is it to follow? To follow is to go after, to come after a person that is proceeding ahead. And so whoever is proceeding ahead, that's who you follow if they're doing according to the works of the Lord, if they're doing according to the Bible, the truth of the Word of God. That's who you follow after. You don't follow after strangers. You know, we teach even little children the phrase stranger danger, because people that they do not know, they should not follow. And the enemy comes to lead us astray. Even Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. You have to see who's following Christ in order to know where you need to go. And so we have to be careful about that. And so Paul is concerned about another Jesus. He said, if someone preach another Jesus, come with another spirit that is not the Spirit of God. Well, how you know this is being in his word. You have to study the word of God. You have to pray, and through prayer and supplication, make your request be made known unto God. And so that way he can lead and guide you. He leads you and guides you into all truth, which is the Spirit of truth, which is God, which is Jesus Christ. His Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And so you have to be careful about who you are listening to. If you are listening to me and somehow I divert from the Word, you need to be concerned about that. But how you would know that is that you were in the Word. You are in the Word to try the Spirit of God by the Spirit in which the person is speaking. And so you have to be concerned about that. So let's read verse 14 of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And it says, don't marvel about these people, really, that are transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Because it says, for Satan himself has transformed himself into an angel of light. He transforms himself into an angel of light. He is a counterfeit. He looks like something that may be good, but he seeks to deceive and defraud you from your rightful place, which is in God, your rightful sonship, which is the Son of Jesus Christ in the body of Christ. He seeks to defraud you from that. He is a counterfeit. And it says, verse 15, therefore, it is no great thing, no mystery that if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. And so Satan has his own ministers, his own counterfeits, his fake ones that goes before people to try to deceive. I'm going to stop with that thought, and we're going to continue tomorrow on The Word in Me. Join me on tomorrow. God bless you and have a wonderful day.